Trail at halftime. Penn State up by five in a battle between two teams in a tie in the Big Ten standings with a 2-6 record. This one, though, feels a little different than perhaps the last two against 11th-ranked Maryland and 6th-ranked Indiana. This one seems gettable. We'll see what the Badgers can do and hopefully can keep their players out on the court, and that could help them. Brooke Schrammick back out on the court to start the third quarter, as is Sarah Williams. So Schrammick, Williams, Wilkie, Pospisilova, and LaBarbera here to start quarter number three. A little bit of a delay as television is wrapping up their halftime report. So we'll keep an eye also on Julie Pospisilova, 14 points away from 1,000. Schrammick has it out on the right to Williams, head of the key. Back to the basket. Now pivots on the left foot. One dribble. Hands off to LaBarbera. Double team at her for a moment. Pass to the right wing. Schrammick skips it to the near side corner. Caught by Wilkie. Left baseline. Wilkie pivoting. Looking. Tries to skip a pass back to Schrammick. And it's knocked out of play by Chesky. They'll stay with Wisconsin. 9 seconds on the shot clock for the Badgers to start this third quarter. LaBarbera to inbound. Left baseline. Finds Wilkie. Back out to Schrammick. Williams catches out on top, bouncing to the left corner. LaBarbera lets the three go, and it rolls in. Avery LaBarbera from downtown beats the shot clock buzzer. Wisconsin down by two. 9:23 to play, just underway, third quarter. Williamson has it for Penn State, defended by Sarah Williams of about 25 feet away from the rim. Hands off to Kapanis, who was in some foul trouble of her own in that second quarter, picking up her second personal. Dribble drive, handoff to the right. Marisa tries the three on the right wing. No good. Off the hands of Pospisilova. She collects. Dribbling with the pass now. Intercepted. Kapanis. Kapanis tracked that down like a defensive back. Bounces to Marisa. Right wing. Trying to drive by Pospisilova on the baseline. Bouncing on the baseline and out of bounds. Looking for Chesky on the left corner. Yeah, Kapanis just telegraphing that pass. She is sixth in the country in steals per game at 3.3, and she just almost got another one. Kapanis now has the basketball down low. Layup good by Thompson. Kapanis with three steals in this game, so she's just at about her season average. Wisconsin with no pressure, dribbling into the front court to Pospisilova. Left corner three is drilled. Julie P for three. 37-36, Penn State with the lead in the basketball. 2 3-pointers. Big scoring for the Badgers so far in this second quarter. One from LaBarbera, one from Pospisilova, who now has 10 points for Wisconsin. Inside Kapanis, up and under over Schrammick. No good, came up short. Out of bounds, it'll be Wisconsin basketball. So Pospisilova now 11 points away from 1,000, and she is now the second Badger in double figures tonight. LaBarbera has 13 with 3 3-point makes. Backcourt pressure. Wilkie got bumped right at the half-court stripe by Pintu. And that'll be a foul against Penn State. Otherwise, that one was loose on the floor, and Penn State was ready to pick up another one.
Foul is number 10, Shania Pintu.
LaBarbera coming off a 16-point effort against Maryland in which she hit 4 of 5 three-pointers. Now 13 points here today, 3 of 5 from downtown, and Wisconsin trails by one. And now a steal. Here's Penn State. Marisa Pintu, layup, good. 39-36. I was about to say, if Wisconsin can score here, they'll have their first lead since midway through the second quarter. Instead, Penn State comes away with another steal. Wilkie, left corner three. How about another one for Wisconsin? Wilkie from downtown. And we're tied. 39 apiece. 7:30 to play in the third. It is the third three-pointer of the quarter for Wisconsin. Thompson. Pull up, mid-range, right side for Penn State is short. LaBarbera has it for Wisconsin. Across half court, poked away by Kapanis from behind and out of bounds.
Number 20, Kevin Arisa, back in the game.
So now Wisconsin with a basket here can take their first lead since 5:36 in the second quarter. 7:08 to play here in the third. Wilkie, inside feed, Williams, there it is, layup good, deep on the right. And the Badgers have the lead, 41-39. 6:55 and counting to go, third quarter. Backdoor cut, Chesky, floater, in.
Chesky.
Caught it just left of the lane, a short little float shot, drops. Tied at 41. Lois Bishalova catches front court, bounces to Wilkie. Wilkie on the right side, bounces mid-post right to Williams. Out to Schrammick, out on top. Schrammick whips it inside, mid-post left, travel, Williams.
Number one, Ellie Brigham in the game for Penn State.
Brigham now comes into the contest for the Lady Lions, replacing Alexa Williamson, a starter. And here comes Penn State. We're tied at 41, 6:26 to play in the third. Marisa between the circles to Brigham, out on top. Williams gives her some space in the paint. Caught by Pintu, back out. Chesky three, it's short. And it's an offensive rebound by Pintu. Pintu out to Chesky. Her pass to Kapanis. Oh, it's off Kapanis's foot. It's going to go into the backcourt, over and back. Wisconsin will take it now, tied at 41. The Badgers 4-for-4 from the floor. They've made 3 3-pointers in this third quarter. Wilkie. Post Bishalova. Coming in strong from the right. Throwing to Schrammick. Out on top. LaBarbara. Defended by Chesky. Pass to the right. Wilkie now comes in strong from the right. Up off the backboard. No good. Tipped out. Picked up. Pintu. Penn State ball. First miss of the quarter for Wisconsin. Marisa. Defended by Post Bishalova. Has it, brings it back out with a dribble. Standing at the Penn State logo near midcourt. 5:39 to play in the third quarter. Here's Marisa crossing over. Pull up in the lane. Big Ten logo. Jumper no good. And it is grabbed by LaBarbara. Right hand pass up the left sideline. Caught by Wilkie to Williams. Free throw line. Drops it off inside. Intended for Stramick. Knocked away by Kapanis. It's loose. And losing it out of bounds is Brigham. Kapanis goes right into the Badger bench along with Stramick.
Jackson,
but it'll be Wisconsin ball. It was knocked free by Kapanis, and then Schrammick saved it. Kapanis ends up on the lap of Lily Cron and on top of Brooke Schrammick. Inbounding baseline right, it's LaBarbara looking. Post Bishalova catches mid-range jumper. Come on, got it. Smooth. Post Bishalova up to 12. 43-41, Wisconsin retakes the lead, 5:12 and counting to go in the third. Marisa, defended by LaBarbara on the right wing. Brigham steps out to set the slip screen. Here's Marisa dribbling to the top of the key. Pass to her right. Caught by Chesky. Post Bishalova again defending. Now they rotate to the left side. Kapanis on Wilkie. Here's a drive-in Kapanis. Throws it inside to Brigham. Shot clock's under 10. Back out to Kapanis. Head of the key. Defended by Stapleton this time. Kapanis drives in. Shot up. No. With 3 seconds on the shot clock, it was blocked, but a foul. It's against Stapleton. It's the second against Stapleton. It is the first against Wisconsin. And we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:49 to play in quarter number three. And the Badgers have battled back to take the lead. 43-41. Up on Penn State here in the third. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Cancer can feel like something we can't do anything about. But you can. There are screening tests that can catch cancer early when it may be easier to treat. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, start colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Poor thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
To play in the third quarter. It's Wisconsin 43, Penn State 41. John Oddie is with you from the Bryce Jordan Center. ATC and the Wisconsin Badger Women's Basketball Team have teamed up to empower STEM education in Wisconsin with Steals for STEM. As part of the partnership, ATC will be donating to Wisconsin STEM programs. The Badgers are blistering 5 of 6 from the floor. 13 points. Penn State 3 of 8 from the floor in this quarter. 6 points. And Wisconsin back on top by 2. Led by as many as 9 points in the first quarter. Penn State has led by as many as 7 points. That came in the second quarter. They had a 5-point halftime lead. Two teams at 2-6 in the Big Ten standings. And now Leilani Kapanis is at the free throw line. Wisconsin State Journal Player of the Year as a senior at Madison Memorial. Kapanis misses the free throw. 71% free throw shooter, now in her third year in the program. At Penn State, misses them both. Pospisilova grabs it to Wilkie. Dribbles into the front court. 2-point Wisconsin lead. Stramick finds Pospisilova. Head of the key. Kapanis defends. Spin it over to the right side. LaBarbera has it. LaBarbera leaves it for Schrammett. Turns and passes to Wilkie. Bounces inside. LaBarbera ball fake and pin two. No, looks it out to the right. Here's a three for Julie P. Missed it. Stapleton got a hand on it before it's grabbed by Chesky. Fast break time now. She'll bring it back out. Scoops a pass to Marisa on the left. Pass to the Kapanis on the right. Penn State ball. 4:14 to play. 2-point Wisconsin lead. We're in the third quarter. Marisa around a screen by pin two. Now Schrammick picks her up defensively. Marisa bouncing down the lane, galloping toward the cup, missing Williamson. Rebounded Pospisilova. Across the timeline, into the front court, Pospisilova. Hands off. No, she won't hand off to LaBarbera. Instead, gets to Stapleton, driving, throwing it, baseline, stolen. Marisa pushes up ahead. Pin two catches, stops on a dime, then goes up, misses the shot, foul from behind by Wilkie. Shania Pintu, the senior transfer from Oregon, now at the free throw line. This Penn State team has 7 newcomers on the team. Of course, we know Wisconsin, a very young Badgers team with 8 newcomers this season. Here's the free throw, and it's in by Pintu. Wisconsin with 7 freshmen, tied for the most in the Big Ten. Actually down to 6 freshmen. Here is Pintu's next one. One of their freshmen no longer with the team. Here's LaBarbera, backcourt. Schrammick passes to Wilkie, touches it to Pospisilova, bounces it to Williams, layup falls. Left hand finish by Williams. 45-43, Wisconsin back on top by 2. 3:25 to play in the third quarter. Kapanis to Pintu. Pintu out on top, looking for somewhere to dribble to. Instead, hands off now to Chesky. LaBarbera has her defended. Pass goes to the right. Bobbled for a second. Williamson regathers. Hands off Marisa. Marisa and LaBarbera. Marisa Beyer into Schrammick. No good. Blocking foul. And Marisa goes to the free throw line. And Schrammick was sliding. And she was a little deep under the restricted arc.
Team third.
At first glance, looks to be a good call watching the replay here. Now she was outside the restricted arc. Take that back. But a blocking foul call that is the third team foul against Wisconsin. And now Marisa at the line to tie it with two, and the first one's in. So Marisa now 37 straight games in double figures. Next one is in. 45 apiece. She has 11. Backcourt press again. Penn State going to do this all game long. Pospisilova trying to dribble out of trouble. Kapan is defending. Their pass is deflected and stolen. Marisa flips it up ahead to Kapan. Short corner on the right. Bounces. Low block right. Williamson passes back out. 2:40 to go, third quarter. Penn State and Wisconsin even at 45. Marisa hands off to Chesky. Gets a screen by Williamson on the right side. Throws it back to Marisa. Head of the key. Ball fake on LaBarbera. Now she goes by her. Gives it up to Williamson, who missed it inside the restricted arc. And that'll be a foul against Pospisilova. And that's going to be Wisconsin's fifth team foul. Check it, fourth team foul. My bad. It is Pospisilova's second. So at the free throw line, Williamson to shoot a pair, and the first one's in. 58% free throw shooter is Alexa Williamson, coming off 13 rebound effort against Minnesota in a Penn State loss. Second one's good. Today she's got 4 points and four rebounds. 47-45, Penn State. 2:22 to play in the third. Wisconsin trying to get out of trouble in the backcourt. LaBarbera dribbles across the timeline on the right half of the court. Hands off to Leitzinger. Leitzinger passes back to her right, where it's caught by LaBarbera. Shot clock's already approaching 10. Here's LaBarbera. Flips it over to the left. Pospisilova. Five on the shot clock. Wilkie. Return pass to Julie P. Skipping it way over the head of LaBarbera. Out of bounds. That would have been a difficult shot for Avery, even if she had caught the ball. Turnover number 21 tonight for Wisconsin. Penn State plus 10 on points off turnovers, 22-12. Marisa, free throw line, defended by Pospisilova. 47-45 Penn State, a minute 42 to play in the third. Now Kapanis bounces to the left corner. Pin two, driving on Leitzinger. She stopped her. Back out, Kapanis catches, head of the key. Kapanis tries the three. It's too strong. It's into the hands of Pospisilova. Comes Wisconsin. Down by two, a minute 23 to play third quarter. LaBarbera crossing over, trying to get by Chesky, can't do it. Finds Wilkie in the corner. Mid post right, Williams back out. LaBarbera, low catch, and she'll hoist the three, and it's in. Three-pointer gives Wisconsin the lead with a minute two to play. Third quarter here at the Bryce Jordan Center, 48-47. LaBarbera, 16 points, fourth three-pointer today. Marisa, the left wing, Leitzinger, hand in her face. Now Marisa goes to pin two, driving left baseline, scooping layup, no good. Leitzinger has the defensive rebound. LaBarbera throws up ahead, Pospisilova on the fast break, gives it up, Williams, layup in. Assist by Pospisilova and the finish by Sarah Williams. Wisconsin has a three-point lead, 20 seconds to play in the third, 50-47. Williams, 10 points now. She's the third Badger to reach double figures. 10 seconds to go in the third. Chesky standing near midcourt. 5 seconds. Now she'll make her move. To the right, driving lane line right. Driving layup, no good. And that's how the quarter will end, with Wisconsin now holding on to a three-point lead. They outscored Penn State by 8 in the quarter. And we'll head to the final 10 minutes. It's Wisconsin 50, Penn State 47. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar & Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
How do you use your energy? Cheering on your team under the lights? Making a special meal for the MVPs in your life? At Alliant Energy, we know it's about more than just energy. It's about what that energy powers us all to do together. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
All right, back at the Bryce Jordan Center, John Audius with you, and the Badgers are 10 minutes away from their third Big Ten win. If they can hold off Penn State, slim lead for the Badgers right now, 50-47. Today's game brought to you by Monk's Bar & Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar & Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The Badgers, big third quarter, shot 80% from the floor, 8 of 10, including 4 of 5 from downtown. And they scored 20 points in that third, held Penn State to 12. And that's what has allowed them to overcome that five-point halftime deficit and now lead by three. Three Wisconsin Badgers in double figures so far in this game. 16 from Avery LaBarbera. She leads the way for the UW right now. Has hit 6 of 8 from the floor and has hit 4 of 6 three-pointers. LaBarbera's season high is 20 points against Minnesota. She's at 16. Pospi Shalova has 12 points on 5 of 12 shooting. She's knocked down 2 3-pointers. Pospi Shalova 9 points away from 1,000 in her Wisconsin career. And Sarah Williams, for now the fourth straight game, has scored 10 or more points. She's got 10 on 4 of 6 shooting. Here we go, final 10 minutes upon us. The Badgers have not won in state college in almost 8 years. Penn State has a 20-3 record here on its home court against the Badgers all time. Chesky, right side, tries to cross over and post Pishalova, lost the basketball, but it was kicked. Just underway, final quarter here, Bryce Jordan Center. University Park, PA. Marisa. She has 11. Pull up. Free throw line jumper, and she's got 13. Third field goal of the game, now 3 of 12. 50-49, Wisconsin leads by 1. Badgers break the press with a pass to Wilkie. Inside, here's Williams attacking the rim. Missed it with the left hand, down low on the left. Rebounded by Penn State. Here's a drive by Marisa around the cup. Lost it as it kind of squirted out of her hands straight up into the air. Wisconsin has it on a 3-on-2 to the right, and Wilkie catch and shoot. 3, and it's in. 3-point hit number 9 tonight for the Badgers. 53-49. It's a 4-point Wisconsin lead. 8:47 to go in the game. Wilkie getting into this 3-point party. Drive in. Chesky layup good. Two-point Wisconsin lead. The Badgers have hit 5 of 6 threes this half. 8:25 to go in the game. Schramm over to Wilkie, whistle away from the basketball. That'll go against Penn State.
Fouls on number 5, Leilani Kapanis, her third.
So Kapanis gets called for her third. It is team foul number one of the fourth quarter against Penn State. LaBarbara inside to post Pisholova, and a quick and easy layup is in. 55-51, Julie Pease up to 14. 7 away from 1,000, 8-12 to play. 55-41, Wisconsin lead, Penn State basketball. Maurice outside left, defended by post Pisholova. Put it on the floor with the left-hand drive. Blocked from behind by Julie P. It'll stay with Penn State. Eleven on the shot clock. 8 minutes to go in this game. Kapanis to Pintu, hands back off to Leilani. Going on Wilkie, spinning on Wilkie in the lane. Wild shot and it falls. Just flipped it up and it went right through. 7:49 and counting to go. Wilkie's pass deflected in the front court, stolen by Marisa. 2-point Wisconsin lead, Penn State ball. Marisa. And the Lady Lions with steal number 14 today, up over their season average of 12.5. 14 steals. The Badgers have turned it over 22 times. Three, Thompson, left wing, good. Penn State back on top. Timeout Wisconsin, 7:23 to go in this game. And the Lady Lions have a 56-55 lead in the fourth quarter. Back after this break, this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hello?
Man, where are you? I thought you were coming.
I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf. Man, I'll call you back.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
7:23 to play in this game at the Bryce Jordan Center. John Audius with you. It is Penn State 56, Wisconsin 55, in a battle between two teams at 2-6 in the Big Ten. Well, tonight's game brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how they are using their energy to power beyond. Well, the Badgers are shooting 50%, out shooting Penn State, who's shooting 37%. Wisconsin is at more threes, 56% from downtown. Penn State, less threes, 39% from downtown. The Badgers are out rebounding Penn State by 8. They have 4 more assists as a team, outscoring them in the paint, 24-16. But they're not leading on the scoreboard. Part of the difference. Penn State's forcing turnovers, 22 of them for Wisconsin. And the Lady Lions have a plus 13 advantage on points off turnovers, 25-12. That, and they've been able to get to the free throw line. Penn State, 13-16 at the charity stripe. Wisconsin is just 2-2. And that has all totaled out to a 56-55 Penn State lead. 16 points for Avery LaBarbara, her second straight game, scoring 16. And for LaBarbara, that's her 11th time this season she's gone for double figures. 13th time for Sarah Williams, and the 12th time for Post Pisholova. All in double figures here tonight. Post Pisholova is 7 points away from 1,000, but more importantly, the Badgers trail by 1. Plenty of time, though. 7:23 to go in the game. LaBarbara Backcourt as the pressure melts away. She crosses the timeline, picks up her dribble, and gives it up to Pospisil Shalova. Between the circles, Julie P. drifting to her right with a dribble to Shramik. Give and go back to Pospisil Shalova. Tries to go up for a pass or a shot. It gets knocked out of bounds. I think it was intended to be a pass, but it'll stay with the UW. 7:08 to play. Pospisil Shalova will inbound underneath her own hoop. Gives to the corner and Wilkie. Wilkie, right baseline, hands off to Pospisil Shalova. Out on top to LaBarbera. Gives it up to Shramik. Hands back off to Avery. Shot clock's at 5. LaBarbera, high toss inside, looking for Williams, out of bounds. Turnover number 23 tonight for Wisconsin. Penn State front court. .643 to go, 56-55. Lady Lions, here's a drive by Thompson, left baseline, Shramik stopped her. Pass back out, Chesky, gets a screen, dribbles away from it, lane line right, driving inside, kicking out, left wing, Marisa driving, pulling up, pass to the corner, here's Thompson, and a three is good. 4-point Penn State lead, 6:20 to play. Still lots of time for Marissa Mosley's team. Here's Avery LaBarbera to Shramik. Hands back to LaBarbera, to Williams. They're working it outside the arc. Pass inside, deep on the left. Shot missed by Shramik, but a foul. All of a sudden, a quick pass. Shramik had position, and she'll go to the free throw line.
Number three, Brooke Shramik at the line for the Badgers. Shooting two.
Shramik at the line has been great this season, 87%. Free throw's good. She has scored in double figures each of the last four games and seven of her last eight. Two at the free throw line, good. Shramik cuts the lead to two. Shramik, 7 points tonight. 59-57, Penn State leading the ball, 5:56 to play in the game. Marisa calls for Thompson, who catches out on top. Pass to the right. This is Marisa. Back to Thompson, right corner. Thompson out on top to Chesky. Driving down the lane. No look. Bounce to the right. Thompson, three. Oh, she tried it again. Two-pointer. They're going to say two. Thompson. Should be 61-57. They make the correction. 61-57 Penn State. Wisconsin in the front court with the ball. LaBarbera driving in strong from the right. Floater will run down through the bottom of the net. LaBarbera up to 18. 61-59. By the way, they're going to take a look at the next dead ball and review whether or not that shot by Thompson was a three or a two. They rule it a two. Thompson, by the way, 20 points. She has it outside left. Driving in over Williams. 22 now for Thompson. Layup good. 4:48 to play. 63-59 Penn State. Wisconsin front court. LaBarbera double team. Leaves it off high post for Williams. Back out Shramik, three. That one's no good. Up strong, two hands. Rebound Penn State, but Wilkie tying up Pinto, who grabbed the rebound. Possession arrow stays with the Badgers. And there's a timeout on the floor. 4:32 to play in the game. Penn State 63, Wisconsin 59. Back after this break, and this is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
When you set up a savings goal with U.S. Bank, it grows with you. There's no limit to what you can crochet. I mean, can do. Doesn't have to be crocheting, but it totally could be. Like the headphones you're listening to this ad with, you could totally crochet those. There's no telling where your savings goal will take you. Maybe you'll save enough for yarn to crochet your house or the whole town. Oh, right. Doesn't have to be crochet related.
Set up savings goals on the U.S. Bank mobile app, even for the wildest of dreams. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
As it stands right now, 63-59, Penn State has the lead over the Wisconsin Badgers with 4:32 to play in the game. The officials during this media timeout still taking a look at a shot there by Tania Thompson, which was ruled a two. But they're going back to see whether or not she was indeed behind the three-point line or not. They have not made any signal as to what the official call is. But right now, it's a four-point Penn State lead. And after the Badgers outscored the Lady Lions 20-12 in the third quarter, it's Penn State taking it to Wisconsin here in the final quarter, 16-9. In this quarter, Penn State is the team hot from the field. In the third quarter, it was Wisconsin, 8 of 10 from the floor? This quarter, Penn State 7 of 9. The Badgers aren't too far behind them, however, as far as shooting percentage-wise. They've only gotten 5 shots off, but they've made 3 of them, including a 3-pointer. So the score stands at 63-59. So that shot by Thompson, I'm assuming then, was ruled a two-pointer. That'll help Wisconsin down 4. Off the inbounds, post Bishalova, catch and shoot. That's a long two in the corner, and it popped out. Rebound, Tramick down low on the left, up left hand, and it rolls in. Big-time offensive rebound, and the put back by Tramick. It pulls Wisconsin to within 2. 4:18 and counting to go in the game. Tramick up to 9 points in this one. Kapanis bounces high post. Thompson turns and faces Tramick. Now dribbles with it down the lane, right of the lane. Williams switches to defend. Hands off to Marisa. Curling into the paint. Kicking out. Pass deflected by LaBarbera. It'll stay with Penn State. 9 on the shot clock. Here's Penn State, shot clock winding down. Chesky driving to Kapanis, extra pass out on top to pin 2 with the shot clock winding down. The three-pointer's no good, and it falls into the lap of Stramick. Here comes Wisconsin. They can tie it with a 2 or take the lead with a 3. Bounce, low block right. Here's Sarah Williams bullying her way right to the rim and scoring. We're tied at 63, 3:39 to play, and the pass goes by Kapanis from Chesky and out of bounds. Turnover Penn State. Chesky brought it into the front court, pass to her left. Kapanis did not even look for it. 3:30 to go. Wisconsin can take the lead with the basket here. Here's LaBarbera driving, trying to drop it off inside for Williams, and it's stolen. Penn State in transition. Thompson's open in the corner. 3. Score. Penn State back on top by 3. 3:12 to play in the game. Wisconsin basketball. They trail. Wilkie has it right corner inside. Sarah Williams, 1 bounce, spinning layup. Missed it. She's on the floor. What's the call? Foul. She banged into Pintu, who hit the deck, spun, missed the shot, and was fouled. Chesky gets called for it. Williams went up. Yeah, Chesky kind of gave her a little shove on the side. I can see that. It was after the shot, so it's not a shooting foul. Inside, there is Pospisilova off the inbounds. Off the window for 2. Wisconsin trails by 1. 2:53 to go in the game. Penn State lead in the ball. Julie P up to 16. She's 5 away from 1,000. Thompson catches out on top, driving on Wilkie. Lane line right all the way to the window. Layup in. Tough shot by Thompson. She got it to fall. 68-65 Penn State. 3-point lead for the Lady Lions on their home court. Wisconsin trying to win here at the Bryce Jordan Center for the first time in nearly 8 years. Schrammick fires a pass, mid-post right. Williams double-team, she'll spin. Fire a pass to the left corner. Wilkie get in there. No, miss the three. Post Michalova, offensive rebound. In the lane, up, fouled. No shot, but a foul. Is the ball got taken out of her hands, but a lot of her arm on the way up there, too. So Julie P. will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. 2:16 to go in the game. Wisconsin trails by 3 points. Post Pichalova will have two at the charity stripe. 75% free throw shooter this season. Post Pichalova lines it up and drills it. 68-66. 2-point Penn State lead. Next one. Good. 68-67. 1-point lead for Penn State. 2 minutes and 16 seconds to go in this game. Post Pichalova now 3 points away from 1,000 in her Wisconsin career. She's got 18 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists. Great bounce back game after scoring a total of 15 points over her last three. State basketball, pin two. Out on the perimeter, gives it up to Marisa between the circles. Schrammick defends. Marisa, shot clock at 10. Driving, lane line left, all the way to the window. Went up with the left hand, is in. 3-point Penn State lead, a minute 50 to go. Penn State continues to make clutch basket after clutch basket. They're 10 of 13 in the quarter. Wisconsin 6-10 in this fourth quarter. Post Pichalova, high post. Left elbow, double team, bounces inside, Williams catches, she's double team, throws it out, stolen, Kapanis, other side, down the lane, leaves it off, pin two, no, but a foul, right around the restricted arc, it almost fell, and this place was about to go nuts, a minute 25 to go, costly turnover by the Badgers, number 25 today.
Number 10, Cheyenne, pin 2 at the line for Penn State.
Here's pin 2 at the free throw line. 67% shooter. And that one is short, left it short. Still a 3-point Penn State lead. 70-67. Here's the next one, and that one's no good. Two huge misses by Pintu. Keeps it at a one-possession game. Post Pichalova, front court for the Badgers. Down by three. Kicking out Wilkie. Get in there for three, and the tie. Missed it. Rebound Schrammick. Down the lane. Left hand. Layup in. A minute 10 to play. 1-point Penn State lead. Kapanis into the front court. Kapanis down the lane. Kapanis layup. Good. 1 minute to go, 72-69. The Badgers down by three with the basketball. Schrammick to LaBarbara. LaBarbara between the circles. Timeout. Good timeout taken by Marissa Mosley. The Badgers have one remaining now after this timeout with 53 seconds to play in this game. These two teams back and forth here tonight. And Penn State has put up 25 points in the fourth quarter on 11 of 14 shooting. They've knocked 3 of 4 down from outside the three-point arc. Right now, a 72-69 lead. Wisconsin last led early in the fourth quarter by 2. They've led by as many as 9 points in the game, but that was early. That was early in the first quarter. State's on top right now by 3. Yeah, the Badgers took the lead here going into the quarter by 3. In this quarter, Wisconsin led by as many as 4. Back to the action. 50 seconds to play. Wisconsin down 3. Post Pichalova for 3 and the tie. No, it popped out. Popped out. Rebounded Penn State and a foul. Marisa has it. Oh, post Pisholova could have tied the game. And a timeout by Penn State, rather. Penn State with a quick timeout. I don't think there was the foul there. But Wisconsin will have to start thinking about fouling Penn State here. As Wisconsin has just one team foul, rather. Penn State has four. And if they want to start sending Penn State to the free throw line, if they need to play the foul game, they're going to have to rattle off four more fouls, rather. But I guess you can look at it as they've got four opportunities to be super aggressive and not care about it, you know? 72-69. Penn State by three, 42.6. Penn State, two timeouts remaining. Wisconsin has one, and they elect not to take it into the front court. Penn State by three. Kapanis's pass is deflected and nearly stolen by Schrammick, and now a reach-in foul in the backcourt. Williamson had it. Ooh, Schrammick almost knocked that one free. So that is the fourth foul against Schrammick now. Second team foul. So this is what I'm saying. They could be very aggressive in their attempts to force a turnover. Now Penn State takes a timeout. And the Badgers have three fouls to give before Penn State is in the bonus. So you can be super aggressive. And if you get the foul, that's fine. They're not going to the free throw line yet. Post Pisholova, though, had a chance to tie this game with a three, and not only would that have tied the game, that would have given her 1,000 career points. Instead, we play on. Penn State takes the timeout. They'll advance into the front court. I would think they'd advance into the front court. They will this time. Wisconsin has to be aggressive, needs a turnover. Penn State's turned it over 14 times today. Toss into the backcourt, Marisa, reach in, fouled by Copeland. That is team foul number three, 39.9 to play.
Zaniah Copeland, her third, team third.
Third team foul. Two more to give. Penn State now to inbound. Backcourt, Marisa again. Post Pisholova backs off. 35 seconds to play in the game. Penn State by three. Drive Marisa. Toss to the corner. Nearly a turnover. Chesky catches. Brings it back out with the dribble. 28 seconds to go. 18 on the shot clock. Wisconsin going to straight up play some defense here. Chesky defended by Porter. Driving lane line right. Double team Chesky. Back out Marisa. Shot clock's at 8. Marisa has it. Pass inside. Oh, no. Easy layup. Good. And 2. 5-point Penn State lead. 15.3 to go, and that might do it here today. Timeout, Wisconsin. Final timeout taken by the Badgers. Pin 2 got free underneath. Leitzinger and Copeland were around the area. And the layup makes it a 5-point game. 5-point deficit with 15.3 seconds to play. Wisconsin's going to need a quick shot, quick two or quick three, whatever you decide. And then they're going to have to play the foul game, and they'll be out of timeouts. The opportunity was there for the Badgers. 4-point fourth quarter lead. Now Penn State up by five. And the Lady Lions have erupted for 27 points in the fourth. They're 12 of 15 from the floor. That's 80% in the fourth quarter. Wisconsin's 54%. They're 7 for 13. A couple of misses here or there by Penn State. This could be a totally different game. You know, if they shoot like 60% or something. Wisconsin advances to the front court following the timeout. 15.3 to play. They're down by 5. Post Pisholova driving, bouncing. Wilkie intended for Wilkie. Knocked out of play by Marisa. 11.7 seconds to go. And I think they're going to take a look at this one. Both teams will go back to their benches. They're going to go take a look to make sure that was off of Marisa, who claims it was off of Wilkie. But just seeing a quick replay they showed here at the video board at the Bryce Jordan Center. It did appear Marisa tapped that one out. But they'll take a look at it. Quick look. Wisconsin ball. Yep. But what this does is it actually gives Coach Mosley almost like a free mini timeout. Still a five-point Penn State lead, though. 74-69, just 11.7 seconds to go in the game. Avery LaBarbera will inbound. Pintu jumping up and down in front of her, trying to distract her. Here's Pospisilova, long three blocked, picked up Penn State. They have it in the backcourt. Marisa fouled with 4.1 seconds to go. And that's going to do it here today. Yeah, Pospisilova had a chance earlier in the quarter to tie it with the three. That one would have brought the team to within two. That is the fourth team foul. Both teams are going to the other side to go. I think Penn State just took a timeout. I was going to say both teams are kind of walking toward the other side like they're going to shoot free throws, but that was just the fourth team foul. But timeout, Penn State, that's their final timeout. They can advance it to the front court, which is 4.1 seconds, and the Lady Lions are going to stop a three-game losing streak to Wisconsin. Penn State going to move to 3-6 this season. In the Big Ten, Wisconsin will fall to 2-7. Reminder on the post-game show, we'll hear from Wisconsin coach Marisa Mosley. We'll also run through the final numbers here tonight. Pospisilova, 3 points away from 1,000. Just quite couldn't get there this evening, but a great effort by her and a bounce-back game for Pospisilova. So Penn State moves to the front court. 74-69, Penn State by five. 4.1 seconds to play. Backcourt, Marisa catches. He's going to dribble away from Copeland. Here comes the horn, and Penn State stops a three-game losing streak in the series against Wisconsin. Final score from the Bryce Jordan Center tonight. Penn State 74, Wisconsin 69, and the Badgers let a fourth quarter lead slip away here tonight. UW now 2-7 in the Big Ten and 6-14 overall. Penn State improves to 12-8 overall. They are now 3-6 in conference play. We'll take a break when we come back. Post-game show will be underway. Coming up on the post-game one more time, we'll run through these final numbers for you, both team and individually. We'll have a chance to listen to some of the highlights from this game tonight. And in a couple of minutes, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marisa Mosley. Once again, final score, Penn State 74, Wisconsin 69. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Cenex, we're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative, because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Time to redo this basement?
Yeah. A home gym, movie theater, model train utopia.
Or yoga studio?
I'm flexible-ish.
Great. I'll just use the U.S. Bank mobile app so we can plan it out.
Which way are you leaning? Setting a savings goal or applying for a home improvement loan?
I say we look at both options. Right here in the app.
Budget for a really good home gym. We deserve it.
Noted.
Help for today, planning for tomorrow. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
Back at the Bryce Jordan Center in University Park, Pennsylvania, 74-69. Penn State beats Wisconsin here tonight, and the Lady Lions go 12 of 15 from the floor in the fourth quarter, shoot 80% as they pick up the victory here tonight. Now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. You know, coaches, I was just saying, Penn State missed just three shots in that fourth quarter. They scored 27 points. Would you say that hot shooting was part of the difference, I guess, late in the game?
Yeah, I would think, yeah, that. And, you know, letting Thompson go off, you know, I think to that point she had made 7 threes on the season. She's averaging 7 points, and we just let her get hot.
Yeah, your team had its own, you know, you guys shot very well in the second half, 62% from the floor overall in the second half, had that big third quarter as well. Offensively, what did you like from your team tonight?
I thought, you know, when we broke the press, we shared the ball well and got easy buckets, but, you know, obviously, I think the story of turnovers is kind of where it begins and ends.
Yeah, you know, you and I were talking about Julie Pospisilova before the game. I think she had 15 points in her last three. She has 18, had a chance to tie it with a three to later on in the fourth quarter. Would have gotten her to 21 points tonight and 1,000 in her career. But a good bounce back game for Pospisilova. What'd you see from her?
Yeah, I think, 18 and 10, you know, Julie made some big shots, but you know, I think once she settled in there, she was able to really make a difference for us.
All right, Coach. Well, thank you so much for the time. That's head coach Marissa Mosley. 74-69. Wisconsin falls to Penn State. We'll take a break, come back with the team numbers next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for. U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
Another season of women's and men's college sports is underway. Follow your alma mater or favorite team in their pursuit of the prestigious Learfield Directors Cup at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2023 to the winning institutions in all competitive divisions. Learfield Directors Cup, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg. Blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.